good, you?
Come from behind win last night. Good way to start off a four-game season finale road trip like that?
Yeah. I mean, maybe we would have rather win it right outright, but I think for us, a couple of big goals for us. The one to get us back in the game to make it 3-3 and then turn around and win it in overtime was really good for us. So, you know, we can hope we can continue the success tonight.
Talk about tonight's game, stopping Stamkos over there and very opponent time.
Well, I mean, Stamkos, Le Cavalier's back. I mean, they got some players. You know, Malone certainly can hurt you in some areas as well. So, I mean, they got a good team. And looked like, when I watched them a while back, they looked like they were playing a little different system. And looks like now they're back to their 1-3-1. So, this poses just different issues for our team, and we'll have to adjust accordingly.
Does the mood change at all if you win tonight, playoff-wise?
You know what? Right now, we're still trying to focus on just getting wins, and we're just trying to get, I mean, it was so miserable before, you know, not winning and the disappointments of it for us. We're just trying to continue to win so we can have some joy in our lives, really, you know. You know, you win tonight, you put yourself in a better situation, hope that people can help you out, and that's the reality of what we face, so.
It does help going forward, though, for next year. You know, if you get real close, you can look back and say, you know what, if we won two more games last year, maybe we're a playoff team. Look at the steps
sure.
We can take.
Well, it does a lot of those things, but I mean, I'm going to be doing that regardless of what takes place there. When you look back and you make the reassessment on your season and where you could have done what and how and why and, you know, that whether you win three more games or whatever it is, I'll be making that assessment anywhere. We all will be as an organization. But for us, we just want to play well. We want to play well and be productive and be successful and win. There's a lot of things to play for, you know, whether it's trying to make the playoffs, trying to get above the line, you know, just trying to be a good player. So for us, we would rather have success than not. And that's the bottom line for us.
Tanner Glass is, we just spoke to him. He's enormously disappointed. There's only a few games left, and some would call them meaningless. He's really disappointed that he's not going to finish the string with you guys. What does that say about him?
Well, there's a lot of things that says about him, not only his disappointment, but to be able to play through, you know, the injuries that he's had. I mean, this guy's taken two block shots where he had to go get stitches and he had blood in his boot and, you know, and then he goes out and, you know, breaks his foot and continues to play. I mean, that type of courage and battle level is really something that you look for in a lot of your players, and you'd like a lot of your players to have that. So that's why he's an important part of our team. I mean, that's the type of resiliency that you look for in players, and he's shown a lot of it.
You'd like to have him back?
My personal opinion would be yes.
Mahachuk just kind of shipped over for Thorburn's return tonight?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly where we're going to shift all this, but you know, Thorburn will be back in the lineup, and you know, Mahachuk will stay in. He's been a pretty streaky player for us on a good note. So we'll put him back in, and away we go.
Ben Maxwell's going to finish the year in St. John's.
You know what, and it's really unfair to a degree. He's played real well for us. I mean, I talked to him when he first got here. I wanted to see if he could raise his level emotionally and get more involved in the games. I thought he played very well for us. I thought he played with really good poise. I thought that, he was really an effective player, both him and Mahachuk, on minimal minutes, minimal time played. I mean, they just continued to produce. So I was very impressed with the way he played, and I'm hoping that he stays with us, and we'll see what happens here moving forward.